Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Bob Peters joining me from the West now. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
We're a bit too old and sensible to have a crack at that Ninja Warrior stuff, I think, aren't we?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Don't think we'll pull that on. You must be delighted at the moment. You sent Arcadia Queen, an enticing star, across here to Chris Waller. Both of them are going to run on the Everest, and that must be a dream come true.
Yes, it's really, you know, good to get them both in. When they announced the Everest, I thought, I had a look at, potential spots, but I thought I don't have that many sprinters and you'd need to have one every year, but I didn't realise, I don't think anyone else did at the time, the other business that goes on with the trading of slots and selling of slots and that sort of thing. So it's a very interesting concept and it's great to be part of it.
Bob, if I'd asked you a month or so ago which one you thought may have made the Everest, which one would you have favoured?
When you say made the Everest...
To get there, yeah.
Obviously, profile-wise, there's Arcadia Queen. Mm. But I would, my preference for the first one in was Enticing Star.
That was the one you liked that you thought, if you had to pick one, that would have been it?
Yes, at the time. But they're both in there with a chance, I hope. Mm.
Bob, I'd imagine it's going to be a different environment for them because the situation in Perth, I would think they would have been in open paddocks and not so much in a community stable-style environment. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. They've never been trained in a stable and track environment, but that's one of the reasons why I sent them over early, to get them used to everything. And by the time the race comes, hopefully they're used to it.
What reports have you had from Chris so far about how they've settled in and how they're going?
Very good. Yes, they travelled over by plane to Melbourne. They spent a day or two there and then they went up to Sydney and stayed in the stables for, I think it was 19 days or something. Then they went out to the farm for a week and now they're back there and he said they're settling in well.
That must be encouraging because I would imagine they wouldn't see a racetrack too often back home where you have them.
No. They see a racetrack when they go to the trials and when they race. But in their early education, I make sure that they have a good education. They stay at the track for a while then on the way through.
Bob, it must seem different when you look at the Everest, $14 million. I think you bought your first horse for $9.
Yes, it's a long time ago, but yes, things have changed a lot, haven't they?
Tell us about that. £9 for your first. And I think you're only a shareholder, weren't you?
Yes, it was two sisters lived up the road and we put £3 each in and I kept it in my backyard and we shared the riding.
Goodness me. How did you get involved in horse racing, though, from the thoroughbred side of it?
I was inevitable that I would get there. I went to a yearling sale a couple of years before I even bought the first one. I used to go to the sales to watch them and I was a master of the Western Australian Hunt Club and we were running amateur races, so we sort of knew a lot of people in racing and we went to the races whenever the amateur races were on. So it was inevitable and we bought our first horse and it won and then the second horse and that won both in the city. So from then on it was bought two nice fillies in Melbourne, a Better Boy filly, I remember, and a Showdown filly and another Rajah filly. So It was, and that was the start of the breeding operations.
Well, those three sires have been wonderful foundation broodmare sires for so many studs. Did those three fillies provide you with the bloodlines that you're racing today?
No, not a lot. No, they didn't. The others that came along later have done that.
You had a wonderful association with George Hanlon over the years and a lot of success.
Yes, it was good for me because, we got a horse here that I thought was, got through a classes here or ready to, step up. I could just ring George and he took them and he looked after them. And at that stage, George was down at his property down near the beach there and he had the big property and he only trained 19 horses, so they were very, very well looked after.
That was at Leopold, I think, near Geelong, wasn't it?
Yes.
What impressed you about that property?
Oh, that was amazing property, the way he did that. He's, it was on a big hill, and the horses used to work down, warm up down the bottom and gallop up the hill between ice cream containers. He shifted them when, you know, the track got a little bit warm, and he just shifted across a little bit. He'd follow them around in his old Suzuki.
He was one of the greatest characters ever, wasn't he?
Yes, people thought that, you know, George didn't know what was going on. He knew everything that was going on. He was too smart for everyone.
Bob, can I ask you, when you asked George a question, did you ever get an answer, or did he answer you with a question?
No, I always got an answer, and he'd ring me every Sunday morning, and sometimes we'd talk for an hour on the phone. So, no, there was no problem there.
I don't think one journalist ever got an answer out of him, do you?
No, he's very good at that, wasn't he?
He was an absolute... Now, I've got a bowl up one for you, Willie Pike. He's had a lot of success with these mares. Is he in the equation for the Everest?
Yes, he is. Well, you know, I've had a talk to him, but we're not making any decisions on jockeys as yet. There's a long time to go before the race. Lots of things happen, as you know.
Tommy Berry's on the other line, Bob. He's listening in at the moment. He might want to have a talk to you later too.
We'll see what happens when the time comes.
Yeah, a lot of water to get under the bridge. This must be exciting. What's given you the greatest thrill so far in racing with your horses? Because you've had some beautiful horses.
That's hard. We've had some lovely wins, and it's hard to pick any one out of that. I couldn't say really. We've been very fortunate.
A bit like asking you to name your favourite child.
Yeah, so you can't do that. No. You have to.
Well, we wish you all the best. It was a move. You went on the front foot, and Enticing Star, Arcadia Queen, across to Chris Waller. Both of this stage have been drawn by slot holders and selected by them in the Everest. And Bob, it'd be a massive thrill to have both go around on Everest Day, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's we're looking forward to it, and I'll start making some bookings to get over there before the race. And you know, we're two there. Hopefully, they both get there fit and healthy.
Yep, they're right, and able to perform at their best on the day. Appreciate your time, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.